Have you ever been tempted to give up or check out in your walk with God? Have you been at a place in life's journey where you felt overwhelmed and overshadowed by life's obstacles, setbacks, or heartaches? It could be you're at such a place right now, a place where you are hungering for hope. If so, then Hope Along the Journey podcast is a ministry of encouragement created specifically with you and others just like you in mind. And now, here is your host, Mark Cravens, to share a word of encouragement with you today.
Thank you so much for joining us today for this episode of Hope Along the Journey. I'm Mark Cravens, your host, and it's always a joy to have you with us as we share together the good news of the message of the hope found in Jesus Christ. It's wonderful to have my friend Marnie Swedberg here with us, and I'm really looking forward to this, Marnie. Welcome to Hope Along the Journey.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here, Mark.
We've worked for some time on trying to get this to work out, and there for a moment, even today, it just didn't. We wondered if it was going to work out, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, well, we're glad that you're here with us. In just a moment, we're going to introduce Marnie a little further, but before we do that, I just would like to say to you, my friends and listeners, that I deeply appreciate you listening to these episodes of Hope Along the Journey. Hope Along the Journey is a listener-supported podcast and radio broadcast ministry, and I appreciate your prayerful support and those of you who are standing by the ministry. I appreciate it so very, very much. We'd love to hear from you. So if you would, take a moment and drop me an email at hopealongthejourney@gmail.com. Again, that's just hopealongthejourney@gmail.com. Take a few moments to visit our website at hopealongthejourney.org, and when you get there, there'll be a pop-up screen that'll say, Stay in Touch. We would love to stay in touch with you by putting you on our monthly newsletter email list. So just put your email address in there, and you'll be receiving our monthly updates that'll give you some insider information and tell you a little bit more about the ministry of Hope Along the Journey. Again, it's great to have Marnie with us today. Marnie is the author of 13 how-to books. You know what? I think I need to read some of these, but I would get beyond 13 if I were you. I'd get 14 or something. But anyway, she's author of 13 how-to books. She is a speaker, a mentor, a media guest who shares a riveting God-centric aha stories and analogies to move audiences toward God. I love that in your bio. She is a wonderful person. I've been following her on LinkedIn. She's founder and director of the Christian Women Speakers Directory and host of a blog talk radio show, Perspective Transformation. She's married to her husband, Dave, for, I guess, how many years now?
40 this year.
40 years.
I don't know how that happened. I think I got married when I was three, but
he robbed the cradle, didn't he? Well, bring up a child in the ways they should go.
There we go. That's
so
right.
She homeschooled three children who are now adults and lives in a little island. I suppose they're still in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yes, we are.
So that's a little bit about you, Marnie. What did I not cover that you would really love the audience to know about you?
Oh, I don't know. I think maybe that I, that's a good question. That was a pretty thorough bio. I hate to go without sleep. That's one of the things that I don't do. People say, how do you get so much done? And I'm like, it's not because I don't sleep, because I really do sleep well. Yeah. And a couple of years ago, God put in my heart to start traveling around the world to speak. And I was like, how am I going to do that? Maybe South America, right? Because that's the same time zone,
right,
pretty much.
Right.
But he's like, no, we're going to go all the way around. And you know, when we do that, God has to be miraculous, because I'm the kind of person, when I don't get sleep, Mark, I walk into walls. I can't function.
I'm with you.
You know, and God does it. You know, when he calls us to do something, he's going to do it through us. So we don't have to worry about our incapacities or limitations. We just say, yes, Lord, yes. And then we watch what he does.
Yeah. And where he guides, he provides, doesn't he?
That's right.
That's
absolutely
so true. But I get you on the sleep. I mean, I was so tired yesterday. I went home and crashed. And I got, I think, a 9-hour sleep last night. You know, it's amazing even how much more spiritual I feel when I get eight or 9 hours of sleep. I'm just a much more
like Jesus.
Oh,
right?
I'm much more lovable, likable, all just a better person all the way around. So
Sleep is a good thing.
Well, Marnie, thank you so much again for being with us today. And we're going to talk about a subject entitled Keys to Friendship with God in a moment. But before we do that, I'd like for you to just kind of share your testimony, your journey of faith. Tell us a little bit about your walk with Christ and how all that developed in your life.
Yeah. So I'll start with the present moment where I am so grateful and honored, blessed and humbled and overwhelmed and delighted that God, the God of the universe, ever thought of me.
Amen.
That he thought of me, that he created me in my mother's womb, that he placed me on planet Earth for such a time as this, that he gave me the exact upbringing and the exact connections and training that he did so that I would be prepared to do the works that he established in advance for me to do. And because he strung together my 3 billion base pair DNA mark, I know for sure that whatever he asks me to do, I can do through him. Yes. And I don't have to do it on my own. So background, I was raised in a Christian family where my mom and dad loved God, loved each other, and loved us. And that just was a huge blessing in my life. I came to know Christ personally at age 4, and I have just gotten to know him better as I've gotten older. And now that I'm, 12, I still know him very well. But, what's really amazing is as we grow closer to God, as we know him longer and we trust him more, the joy of the Lord just continues to increase in my life. And I'm so grateful for that. My whole growing up, my name is Marnie and my middle name is Joy. And every time I would look up my name when I was growing up, Mark, it would say something like myrrh or sadness or bitterness or like that. It's what it meant. Until a few years ago, about 10, 15 years ago, I was looking it up again in a new dictionary that was Hebrew names. And in Hebrew, the name Marnie actually means joyful. So without knowing it, my parents actually named me Joyful Joy. And it's been a life of discovering who that is, how I am, and who God is, that he wants to flow through me in a particular way to accomplish his work here on planet Earth.
Amen. I appreciate that. And you know what I loved as you were sharing it? I love the sense of divine purpose that seems to resonate in your story. As I was listening, I thought, Marnie really does believe that God created her for a purpose, on purpose. And because I think there are a lot of people out there that are struggling with a sense of why am I here? For what reason was I brought to this earth? But that seems to be something that's very important fiber in your faith and in your walk with Christ.
I think it's one of the very most important things for us to understand. And in a culture where our children are taught from the earliest ages that they're a mistake or a fluke of fate, they're the result of an explosion of some kind, that there is no designer, that you're just how you are because that's how you are.
Right.
And there's no hope or a future after you die. I mean, the crux of the matter is that God himself had an idea.
Yes, he
named
did.
You. Named you. And he put you on planet Earth right now because this is where you are needed right now. And if you shrink down, if you hide who you are, if you don't fully step into this, don't discover it, don't embrace it, don't actually let God use you, then planet Earth, we're missing out. We're missing out on the treasures that are in you.
Absolutely. And you're right, we're living in a culture in which so many young people have been raised to believe they came from nowhere, they exist for no reason, and when they die, they don't go anywhere either. And I think about that, and I think if you really, truly embrace it, how sad an existence—
How hopeless is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I love what you said and what you shared. Thank you, Marnie, for sharing that. Well, let's get to our subject today in this matter of friendship with God. James talks about the fact that Abraham was called the friend of God. Jesus said to his disciples, "I call you friends."
Yes.
So there's something to this matter of friendship with God and with others. So what are some of those keys that you think are important in establishing and maintaining friendship with God and with others?
I think the first one is to believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's Hebrews 11:6.
Yes.
In order to please God, we must believe that he exists And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And the key there is that not only is he a big, huge, awesome, powerful God in the sky somewhere, mm-hmm. but that he's actually paying attention to whether or not you're seeking him.
Right,
you're looking
right.
for him. Mm-hmm. Those who diligently seek him. And so as you put your heart to diligently seeking to know God better, mm-hmm. he rewards that behavior and it delights him. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I have heard in the last little while here, I've heard a couple of different people say, Jesus came to save us from God. That is so wrong. Jesus wow. came to make a path for us yes. into the presence mm-hmm. of God. Mm-hmm. It's exactly the opposite of that statement.
Absolutely.
So what Jesus came to do was to cover the sin that we have already committed. I mean, he died before I ever did one sin. I wasn't even born yet, right?
Yeah, right.
But he covered all the sin for all mankind in that one act on the cross, as he was the God-man who came, lived a perfect life, died a criminal's death, bore the sin of the world, died and rose again, and now sits at this right hand of God.
Amen.
And his willingness to do that for us, which we're celebrating now, you know, Easter season here.
Yes.
But his willingness to do this for us made the path so that we can walk right into the throne room of the King of the universe,
yes,
crawl up on Daddy's lap, and have a conversation. Now, how amazing is
yes,
that?
That's right.
It's breathtaking.
Right. Yes, it is. I have been preaching at my church here through the book of Galatians, and especially the whole matter of being justified by faith. Yeah. And, you know, when we are made right through Christ's death and resurrection, we don't, you know, we come into his presence in the presence of God, justified freely through Jesus Christ and what he provided for us. And so that's very important. You talked about diligently seeking God. What would you say that kind of looks like in a practical way? What would, if you say diligently seek God, what would that look like practically?
Yeah, I think I want to, as I address that, I want to share a story okay. with you. I was interviewing on my radio show one of my speakers from womenspeakers.com mm-hmm. named Janet Perez Eccles, and she is a blind woman who went blind in her late 20s. She had three little boys. She's married with three little boys. Her husband ended up leaving her at the time. She's very destitute, blind, with three little boys and no husband, and she came to know Christ as her personal Savior. And in that moment, because she was so desperate for help, God became her husband. He became her provider. He became her everything. And she totally, diligently sought Christ. Well, we were talking on this interview, and she had told me that she just got back from traveling around the world, and she had gone by herself without a travel companion. And I said, "You did what?" And she said, "Well, I mean, I wasn't alone." She said, "Jesus was with me." And I said, "Well, Janet, I just don't understand. Yeah. How could you possibly, as a blind person, go around the world on planes into countries where you don't even speak the language? And how did this work?" And she said, "Well," she said, "it's easier for me than for you, Marnie." And I said, "No, I don't think that's true, because I can see where I'm going." She goes, "Sure. No, but see," she said, "for you, you're seeing. And so you know if someone's sitting beside you, and you know that they can answer you with words. But," she said, "for me, I can't see. So I just know that Jesus is beside me, and I ask him, and he answers me." Beautiful. And I was like, wow, that's the relationship God actually wants with us. All of us.
Yes.
Is that like
beautiful.
Knowing for sure that he is more real than the person sitting next to us than you are to me. He is more real to us. He's with us all the time. So diligently seeking him is just recognizing that he actually exists, that he's a rewarder of those who seek him, that he knows what's going on in
That's
your
beautiful.
Life, and he actually wants to have involvement with you right now and no matter what's going on. And that goes all the way down to, I like to say, God's the only one that can handle all my junk.
So true.
So, yes. You know, right. like my spouse loves me and my children love me and my ministry partners love me. But you know what? They have a limit of how much they can take from me, right? I need to release that to God. And he made it in such a way that that's what it means. To diligently seek him means to run to him when I have thoughts that are ugly, confusion, concerns, yes, complaints, whatever it is, just run them right to God, run them to Jesus. And he wants to help us through them. And I always say he likes to talk to us about it from his perspective.
That's beautiful, Marnie. I appreciate that. And I think it's just so refreshing again to know that the God of the universe actually desires more greatly than we desire even for us to have a relationship with him. I mean, I think sometimes my mind to think, you know, we need to have that great desire to have a relationship with God. And we do. But to think that the God of the universe has even a greater desire is beyond anything that my little brain can even start to comprehend.
It is truly mind-blowing.
Yes, it is.
You know, and I always say, you know, I couldn't go walk into the President of the United States' office. I couldn't. Even if I had a wonderful idea, mm-hmm, I couldn't do it. But because of what Jesus did, we get to walk into the throne room of God, amen, Almighty, yes, and have a conversation with him about whatever little thing is on our hearts or whatever big thing is on our hearts. And it's so amazing that he cares that much.
I remember
one day I needed to run some errands. I had to go to the bank and the post office like that. And, you know, they close at a certain time. So I had this in my head and I was getting ready to walk out the door. And God put in my heart, go mow the lawn. And I remember thinking, what? I don't have time to mow the lawn. I can't do it. And so I kept proceeding to go, but God really put on my heart, mow the lawn now. So I'm like, well, okay. So I just, you know, set my purse down and I walked out and I started the mower and I walked out of our garage in the back of our house and down the backside, down the side of the road. We had a corner lot and then across the front. And as I'm coming back across the front that first time, there's a lady riding toward me on a bicycle. She hops down off of her bike and she said, hey, I think, you know, is there like an Awana program around here? And when does it start? Because I'm thinking my kids need to go to something like that. And Awana is a Bible program where kids memorize Bible verses, right, and right, get to know about God. And I told her when it was going to be. And she hops back on her bike and she takes off and I go back around the loop. I put the lawnmower back into the garage. I get my purse and I go downtown and do what I needed to do. God is really interested in our minutes as well as the major things in our lives. He has work that needs to be done. And if I won't do it, he'll find somebody else. But you know what, Mark? When we say yes, then we get the joy and the blessing of that. I love, amen, telling stories like that because he's in charge. And if we say yes, wow, great blessings await.
That's wonderful, Marty. Thank you for sharing it. So seeking after God diligently is one of the keys, you believe, to friendship, mm-hmm, with God. What's another key that you think is important in the life of a Christian?
So if you think of your family, you spend time together, right? This is families just spend a lot of time together and you're together at meals. And we have these practices, like we pray before we eat. And, you know, we build these practices into our relationship with God too, but he actually wants to be with you more. He wants to spend time hanging out with you, like in the living room at night when everybody's on their devices or watching a movie or whatever. Invite God actually into every part of your life.
That's good.
Don't have sections that are quadranted off to him. And you might say, well, actually, he wouldn't want to be with me when I'm doing some of the stuff I'm doing. And that's a good indication that maybe that shouldn't be in your life.
Correct.
But the fact is, my friend, he already is with you.
That's true. That is so true.
You're not pulling anything over his head.
That's right.
You're not getting away with anything. He sees it all. And so the more aware we are that he is present with us and we invite him to be I love to say, talk to me about this from your perspective. Mm-hmm. When I'm really stuck, talk to me about this from your perspective. And God has perfect perspective.
It's wonderful.
You know, we think about the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, his perspective is perfect and his power is unlimited.
Yes. I love what you said too about time with God. It's not just about, you know, sectioning off a time, though I think most of us, mm-hmm, realize the importance of a special
love to
time
do that
alone with
absolutely
God. But, mm-hmm, as Brother Lawrence wrote, you know, the book Practicing the Presence, you know, there's something about practicing the presence of God throughout all of our day and not just compartmentalizing God, right? But really truly acknowledging that he's there because he, mm-hmm, is there all throughout our day.
Right. I like to say, breathe the air of prayer. So in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says, pray without ceasing. And that verse drove me crazy until I was in my late 30s and God just explained it to me in this way. He said, think about a dolphin. Mm-hmm. A dolphin breathes without ceasing. If it ever stops breathing, it dies. But a dolphin is a water dweller and an air breather. He lives under the water, but he goes up for air every 5 minutes or so. Otherwise, he starts to feel a sense of suffocation.
Something.
We are earth dwellers, but we were built to be prayer breathers. And when we go for very long without talking to God, we have this sense of spiritual suffocation. Now, you may get used to substituting something for the air that you were built to breathe. But when you build God's presence into your life, where it's just the constant breath is communicating with him, you are going to find so much freedom and so much joy in that life. And that's how we are created to breathe.
So true.
And so it isn't like thinking about Jesus every single second, Jesus, 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 like that 24/7, but it is being so close to him that every time I need a breath, I just pray the breath. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 2:6 says that we are currently right now in this moment seated in the heavenlies with Christ.
That's true. Right.
And when the dolphin goes up for air, it leaves its natural environment of the water, and it goes into a new environment to take a breath of fresh air, to keep it going when it goes back under. That's us.
Yes.
We are here on earth, but we need heaven's prayer. We need heaven's air. We need Jesus flowing through our lives in order to really make it down here and to give him glory and have eternal results from the things that we're doing in our daily lives.
That's beautiful, Marnie, and I really love the illustration of the dolphin. I'm going to remember that, and I'm going to use that again sometime. I'll give you credit, all right? I'll give you credit, but that is a great story, because that does really help to apply that truth of praying without ceasing and realizing that throughout our day, you'd think I would have known this a long time ago, but really this has become something new and fresh in my life. Mm-hmm. And that is to just throughout the day, just constantly be in connection and communication with him.
Yeah.
So that's great. Yeah. What is another key? We have time maybe for one more key. What would you think is another great key to friendship with God?
So another thing about being a friend with God is when you think about the people you work with. So we owned for 14 years, we owned a restaurant and a retail store. And those people at those businesses that we owned became very good friends. We spent so much time with them. And our times with them were different from our times with our family. Most of the time when we were with our staff at the restaurant and the retail store, we were busy working projects together. We were cooking together or doing menu layouts, or we were doing floor plans at the restaurant or retail store or whatever. And so those times of intense focus, completing a project, built our relationship deeper because we had to problem solve together and brainstorm and ideate and all that. And then at the end, we got to stand back and look at what we'd done. So the same relationship is there for you with Christ. As I go through my work day, I'm inviting God into everything. And in fact, more than that, I'm waiting to be invited into things. I'm saying, okay, what are we doing next? You know, like that.
Yeah.
And I have, at the beginning of the day, I have a list of things that seem like they should be done, like deadlines and, you know, things like that. But what I know for sure is that I don't want to do anything unless God's in it.
Yes, that's good.
The opposite is to do something without God in it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that. I have very limited time. We're just doing this big time summit right now at thrivewithme2023.com. And it's all about how we have this limited amount of time on planet Earth.
We
can do stuff that is good for the here and now, or we can do stuff that's good for now and good for eternity. Mm-hmm. And that's the choice. So I want to do stuff that's good for here, now, and for eternity.
Yes.
And you know what I can't do? I can't do that by myself.
No, we can't.
It is impossible. It's too hard. I'm not enough and I can't do it. But if God is doing it through me, then it is possible. I do it with ease. Mm. There is plenty. And from his perspective, it's done even before I start it.
Isn't that
it's
awesome?
All completed. Yeah. It changes everything. And it doesn't mean I don't work hard. I do work hard. It's like a woman having a baby. Does she get inside of her womb and actually knit the baby together? Not at all. But does she know she's carrying a baby? Absolutely. Yeah. She has a role in all this, right? But it's not the role of creating it. Mm-hmm. It's the role of carrying it to fruition.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be our role in the world, partnering right. with God. So if you feel like you're working too hard, like he's asking you to do too much, it's because you are doing too much.
Yeah.
That's he's amazing. Supposed to be, he's supposed yes. to be doing the creating yes. and we're supposed to be, you know, if you think of the vine being attached to the branch, we are the vine and the fruit grows from us. The vine doesn't produce the fruit. It just gets the nutrients from the branch out to the end where the fruit grows off of it. Yeah. It's actually a fruit bearer or a fruit holder. That's right. What we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
So we have a role, but a lot of times we get really messed up and we are trying to do it ourselves. So the final part here then in relationship with God is to let him decide what you're doing and flow it through you. Mm-hmm. He created you. He knows best what you're here for and what you can do mm-hmm. and what he wants to do through you.
That's important. I had a friend of mine several years ago who said, I have quit praying, God bless what I'm doing. And I've started praying, Lord, help me to do what you're blessing.
Yes, right, exactly.
Yeah, and there exactly. is a difference, isn't there, when we're walking in huge. Rhythms of grace, mm-hmm. when we're in step with what he wants, then we find that his power flows through us, and then we can do, like Paul said, all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Right.
That's great. Well, Marnie, it's been a joy to have you here. We'll have to have you back again sometime.
Thank you.
The minutes have just went by so quickly, but I would love for you to tell my audience, like, where can they connect with you, your website, your books, yeah. anything you would love to share with us here in this next minute. Share it yeah. with us if you would.
So my name is M-A-R-N-I-E, Marnie, and my website is marnie.com. And if you just go to my website and go straight down the front page, you'll see everything. The books are there, the womensspeakers.com. I speak for groups and my the summits are there. You can check out the group mentorship or coaching programs available. Everything's right there on the front page. Make it as easy as possible for you to connect in whatever way makes sense.
That's great. And you're on LinkedIn. Are you, yep. Do you have Facebook, Instagram, any of that as well, or just
pretty much like everything? That? Yeah. Pretty Facebook, everything. Instagram, Twitter.
So they can Pinterest. Find you.
You can find me. If it's not under Marnie Swedberg, it's under yeah. Mentor Marnie.
That's awesome. Well, Marnie, again, thanks so much. It's just been a joy to have you
and thank you,
to have you share about this matter of friendship with God. And I do want to get you back sometime. All right.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Thank you. And thank you, listeners, for joining us today for this episode of Hope Along the Journey. I share with you again, as I always do, and mean it from the depths of my heart, look to Jesus. He is truly the hope of the world. And if you'll look to him, he will help you find hope along the journey. God bless you, and thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you would like to know more about Hope Along the Journey, or if you would like to make a donation to show your support and appreciation for this ministry, then visit our website at hopealongthejourney.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you'll join us again for more Hope Along the Journey.